Welcome back to the Sneaker Annex podcast with me, Nicole, aka at Miss Eves. And that's it, there's no one else on this podcast today.
Oh, what? Are you kidding?
I'll let Danny introduce himself.
You did so well. Is it because I crashed your intro last week?
Yes.
That you thought, right, absolutely, it's just all about me. And
I'm sure I said it last week. I'm carrying this podcast. This podcast is now mine.
Is that what it
is? What do they call it?
Irrelevant.
Like you're irrelevant. Go on, introduce yourself. Not like everyone doesn't know already.
And me, Danny, aka at Roystinho.
Yeah.
Oh, is it because you never forget? Shit,
doesn't it?
Do you follow me on Instagram? Is that why you don't know what my art is? Is that what it is?
Do you know what? I was thinking this early today when I was planning the intro in my head. I was like, how do I say his Instagram name?
Oh, Roystinho.
Yeah, because I was like, is it Roy? Like, how do you even spell it?
So, R-O-Y-S-T-I-N-H-O.
Roystinho.
So it all becomes, this is a funny one, because a lot of people do ask me it. It's because the year is 2002, right? I'm on a lad's holiday to Kos, and it's the World Cup. So we went as Brazilian footballers, because we were all kind of players. And we all changed our surnames. So we got Brazilian shirts.
Yeah.
And then put our surnames on the back, but we changed them from like Royston into Roystinho, Dexter into Dexterson, and
fun.
Fletchario, and all these kind of, when we're Brazil. But, and then it just kind of stuck. No one ever calls me Roystinho, right? But for like handles on Instagram or like Twitter, or in fact, actually, Twitter's not, but I don't know why.
It's not
but
Twitter
for anything
now.
Else,
it's X.
Oh, X. I don't really use it anyway. Or like forums. So like, shout out Nike Talk back in the day, or Pistonhead forums for cars, or anything like that. It was Roystinho, so I was easily recognisable because who else has that?
Yeah. See, I kind of feel like I need a new one now. Nickstinho.
No, Nickstinho.
I'm joking. I feel like Miss Eves is just a bit like, it's giving like school, classroom. You're in trouble, Miss Eves.
Miss Eves. It does
what am I going to do when I get married?
I don't know.
It's going to kill everything. All my social media, every username I put in is Miss Eves. What am I going to be, Miss? Imagine if it's a dead last name as well.
Formerly known as Miss Eves.
Formerly known as Miss
Eves. The artist formerly known as Miss Eves.
Anyway.
It could be that. Anyway.
That was my intro.
Yeah, well, and you did really well.
And I'm leading it today. This is my podcast today. Because everyone is just being like, oh my God, I wish Nicole led this.
Yeah. That is the feedback 100% that we get.
So
constantly.
Here we are. You ask, we deliver.
Yeah, correct. That's where we are.
So talk to us about last week.
So yeah, just again, a massive shout out. And one thing we did do, we kept dropping the little, like the phrase. And week one, somebody said the phrase, and I do apologise, I can't remember where it is, who said it. But week two, we did the phrase.
Mm.
And shout out S.Sean, who got used to get it every single week in series one. He's back again, so congratulations, S-Dot, with the phrase of the week for episode two. It was good. And just one other thing as well. We're recording this on Wednesday night because we should have been recording it on Wednesday morning. And we're not at Leeds Brew Society because, well, two things. One, somebody may have slept in.
Danny.
We're not saying who may have slept in. But two, like a few people have kind of said, love the audio, it's really good, but at points that it gets really loud. So we are at the Menston Fox, right, which is a really nice little pub near me, so Nicole has to come all the way to my end.
An hour and 10 minutes. Do you know how long that drive is? Like, I don't do this drive. I wouldn't just be like, for anyone, imagine just getting like, you have to be a special person for me to be like, let me just get in my car and drive an hour.
Oh, I feel special because
you should.
So shout out the Menston Fox who kind of said we can have the upstairs room. So you might hear a little bit from the bar downstairs. So
the wine is better.
You can say the wine's better.
Yeah, because do you remember, I said this on, I think it was episode one. The wine was nice, but it was very nutty.
Oh,
do
you remember? I remember you saying
that. And I was a bit like, when I was drinking it. But this.
Well, I mean, without going on about the venue too much, the Menston Fox is like one of the nicest pubs around. Mm-hmm. The meals are really good. And we're still paying for our food, right? It's not a shout out to the pub, so then we get like free meals going forward.
Maybe we should. We should become like foodie. We could make this into such a thing. We go and eat at places and record the podcast there.
Oh, my goodness. Give us a free meal and we'll shout you out.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Let's just start advertising like that. If anyone wants to give us free food, Welcome record.
And free drinks.
It could be your house.
Yeah, if you're a good guy. Chef was up like, come down with me. Yeah. Come down with me.
Oh, shit, this is such a good idea.
We are brainstorming on the fly here, and we're just completely not talking about shoes. But we're cool with that, because if, like we've always said, if you come for just shoes, and this isn't maybe the not wrong quite podcast the podcast for you if you want to geek out about shoes. But there's always a shoe theme.
Yeah, and a legs theme, because can we just pull it back to this S-Dot guy who continued this leg thing? Can I just say, since it felt like I had a bit of beef with Dan.
Yeah.
So I followed him, and I feel like we've squashed it now. We haven't spoken or anything.
Right, okay.
But I'm just putting it out there, Dan. There's no beef between us.
Cool.
My legs are better.
Right.
No one agrees.
But I need to tell you something.
Go on.
I was talking to Dan today, and he said he's going to go do a few leg days. And then turn up at the podcast and have a leg off.
So. Can I get warning, like advance warning, so I can do a few leg days?
that's where we are.
I'm here for it.
We've done. But yeah, as always, thank you everybody who kind of just shouts us out and kind of says, oh, love listening to the podcast. And it's really like humbling as well. Like we make it for fun, right? And like we've always said, anything I've ever done is for fun. And it's just cool that like people, even if one person listens, that's good enough for me, but that quite a few people come up, jump on and listen and tell us how good they like it.
It's been really good feedback. I was shocked, and I said this all along, because I was like, I feel like a lot of your following and a lot of people that listen are very Addy supporters, and I'm here calling, like, I'm sure I compared an Adidas to a Slazenger the other week.
We want to say how well that went down.
I wasn't sure how people would take me, but yeah, I feel like they like me, so we're good.
Yeah, we will say that, won't we, folks? Mm. So that's the introduction, and then we're going to go straight on to news with Nick. I don't want to promise I'm going to drop in at some point when I can be bothered.
How amazing would that be?
I know,
we could do it like actual BBC, where it's like dun dun dun. 6 o'clock. What time is it now? 8:17 news.
8:17 news. I mean, that's got a ring to it. I've got to say.
I'd watch it. But anyway,
we've got news with Nick.
News with Nick. Here we go. Going to start this one with like a bit of a bitter taste in my mouth, because we was literally just talking about this off mic, and there's an Offspring Adidas event this week.
Is there an Offspring Adidas event? I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, of course you don't. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't really understand why I've not been invited. Oh. Because Danny's been invited. A few other people have messaged me like, oh, you're going to the Adidas event? And I'm like, no.
Oh.
I don't really understand why. I know I'm not the biggest fan of Adidas, but invite would be appreciated. So yeah, there's an Offspring one. Maybe it's just Offspring didn't like me because I used to work for Size. I don't work for Size anymore. Please invite me.
To future events as well.
To future events. Yeah. So yeah, there's an Offspring Adidas event. I've seen a bit of it on Instagram. Oh God, sirens for aesthetics there.
I know.
We promise we're in a nice area.
I know.
It looks good. I've seen a bit on Instagram. There's an actual event on the Friday. Do you want to talk about it? Because I'm not invited, so.
Well, I'm not invited. I'm part of it, you know, because that's kind of, whoa, shout.
I'm just going to go.
Shout out. So for everyone, I kind of threw out like the secret thing that I was doing the other week.
I was going to ask you about this.
Oh, sorry,
pause. Anyway, Danny.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to tell everyone what happened last week? Why have you got to ruin it? Oh. Follow the flipping scripture.
There is no script, right? All it says on our notes is Offspring Times Adidas event. So it was, first of all, I got to shout out like Offspring and a man for like linking me up to do this thing. It was kind of like a really cool little project, I guess. Like, and it's weird, right? For all the kind of YouTube and for all the podcasts and for all of you kind of like, you put yourself out there and kind of pictures on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Very rarely do I actually talk about like myself and my whole life and how I got into the shoes. And when you've got someone actually interviewing you.
I'm sure you did that on episode one.
I did that to you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did a little, but they were digging deep into everything like work life and all sorts and how it like how shoes are evolved through it kind of all. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit, it almost felt like self-indulgent a little bit, like, let me tell you about me.
This is my story.
This is what I did, which is kind of weird. But kind of cool at the same time. And then just some of the guys that were on the shoot, like the photographer Shara Reese and Tom, who was doing the videography, they were like really cool guys, and everybody else as well. I'm really sorry, because there's so many people there, I couldn't remember everyone's name, so I do apologise. Shout out Mike at Adidas, he was there, and Beth, who was like who kind of coordinated it all. So massive thanks to everybody. And there's going to be a piece at this thing. I don't know how it's going to look or what it's going to kind of, but there will be something, like a video about my life with Adidas. And there's three of us. So there's a guy called Mark, who's from Birmingham, and there's a girl called Jez, who works at Offspring, actually. So there's us three of us, like, a piece. So I'm really intrigued into how it looks.
And there's a post already out on Offspring.
Yeah. So, but there wasn't this morning when someone was asleep. So now we're recording at 8:17.
See, everything works for a reason.
It does, yeah.
Everything,
it's all falling into place. But yeah, it's like I said, for all the kind of social media things I do, it is kind of, it was weird and quite humbling that people wanted to know and like ask questions. It's like, it's a really odd kind of thing.
You're a celebrity.
Genuinely,
take
right?
It.
Genuinely. So like the girlfriend came with me to the shoot, and she was like, how many people are here for you? And I'm like, I know, at a rugby pitch next to the railway. Shout out, the location was class.
They picked
a rugby pitch next to the railway line, and then they're like, Danny, there's a train. And I had to kind of pause for like the train coming fast and stuff, because again, train, for those of you that don't know, I work on the railway. That's like what pays the actual bills.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah. Fat controller, actually.
Fin.
I'm not
controller.
Fat.
Yeah.
Slim.
It's got a ring to it, slim controller.
Slim controller.
Sounds like a rapper.
Oh, maybe I'll start doing that.
New career.
Oh my God. You want to hear me throwing some bars?
Please.
I mean, that definitely needs some prepping. That's not coming off.
A few more drinks.
Yeah. I'm on like a fifth of a pint down.
Yeah, I'm further on this glass of wine, but...
So yeah, it should be really good, and shout out to everyone who's kind of like added me already on Instagram and like giving me a big shout out. And we are going for pre-drinks at the Brewdog in Soho at 5:30. The events start at 7:00. So if you're listening to this,
thanks
Thursday, Friday.
Thanks for the invite.
Do you want to come back?
I won't be there. I know loads of you would be dying to meet me, but unfortunately I didn't get the invite. So
oh, we'll try and get you in. Do you want an in?
No, I don't. I'm just going to be stubborn now.
Oh,
you even invite me? I kind of do, I'm not going to lie. Anyway, moving on.
You'll see Nicole there.
You might do, if you're lucky. Moving on to the next news story. And, like, I kind of wanted to mention this one because I feel like we have to. But London Fashion Week.
Yeah.
What we thinking?
Well, do you know what? If I'm being honest, it's not something that I fully get into London Fashion Week.
Of course.
It's just, I don't know. Goes back to last week, right? You like what you like. And I almost
you don't like fashion.
I don't like fashion, which we used to have. We were talking again off mic that I don't listen back to the podcast until like nearly a week later before we record the next one. So then in my head, I kind of have gotten what we've spoke about, and then you can also listen back to it and after the break, so you can like hear how the podcast goes.
So have you even caught up with any of the Fashion Week? Have you watched?
No.
Have you not seen any of it on Instagram, like the Burberry stuff?
No.
This is why I'm carrying this podcast at this point, because Danny has no idea what's going on in the world. There's no point me even asking you anything. Maybe we just ask the listeners, what did you think of London Fashion Week?
So has there been any... So obviously, because we're mainly trainers, right?
Yeah.
Have there been many trainers being shown at Fashion
Week?
What are people wearing on the feet when they're going to the events and stuff?
I don't know.
Have you not noticed?
No, I've kind of just looked at who's there, what they're wearing. I feel like all I've seen is a lot of Burberry, and they've taken over like the... tube station, haven't they, in London?
Right.
Have you seen that? Probably not.
No. For all the social media I do, I don't actually scroll that much. It's like I'm a bit of a social media novice still. So sorry about that. London Fashion Week. Maybe I will never get an invite to London Fashion Week. Like you don't
like,
get
do
an invite to Adidas.
To the Adidas events. Oh. I know. But anyway, there's nothing really, Fashion Week. It was great. Danny has no idea what it is. If anyone would like to give Danny just an update on London Fashion Week or what Fashion Week is or even what fashion is, give us a call.
Oh. I mean, that's fair. That is fair. But yeah, I think, like I said, we touched on it last week. I do kind of like follow the fashion weeks, sort of, but I'm always kind of looking out for what shoes, because places like Nice Kicks and Sneaker Freak and Mag and outlets like that usually kind of go, have you seen whoever it is with these on their feet?
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, I've not really seen much of that kind
of coverage, to be honest.
And for like regular fashion, I guess, I probably don't follow the accounts that will push that kind of...
Yeah, yours is Adidas, anything Adi. Old men love Adidas. I'm joking. But this week, moving on from the news, since I'm carrying this podcast...
Do you know what? I'm going to get the shots in every time you say, every time you carry the podcast, I'm going to have a shot.
Do you know what? Can I just say, maybe this is the word.
This is the way we go.
Of the word of the week. You know how we say it at the end of the podcast?
Oh, right. Okay.
Maybe I'm saying it now.
Nicole carries the podcast. Right, okay, yeah.
Fill the comments with that. I just want to see it.
Oh, right, okay.
But yeah, I came up with a topic, probably the best topic we've come up with so far. The debate is, drum roll please, debating whether, it didn't need to be that long, did it? Like, debating whether you prefer your trainers to be box fresh, no creases, or if you're into like worn looking pairs, and why.
I like it because, well, first of all, you shouted out that if you were on a date and then some guy turned up in some beat up Air Force Ones,
I'm going home.
You'd be like,
I'd be like, what are you wearing?
I'm off to the toilet.
I'm off to the toilet and climbing out the window.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Could you imagine if you went on a date with someone and he like pulled up in matching trainers? I'd get down on one knee.
Oh, would you?
I'd crease my trainers.
Right, yeah.
If I had a crease protector in, maybe.
So you already know what Nicole's stance is on creases.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do if someone actually did that.
If it was unintentional, I'd be like, you're my soulmate.
Like this, like, you can't see the hand gesture I'm making, but like the eyes to eyes, yeah. Like the...
Eyes to eyes, shoes to shoes.
Wavelength kind of thing. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's, you know what, right?
Go for it.
For me, I am a box fresh girl. I want like a pair of Air Force. Yeah, like I'm wearing it 3 times max and then my mum's getting them.
Right.
Sustainability and all.
Yeah.
I think trainers look better clean. They're, like, I said this on one of the first podcasts, like,
your outfit
starts from the bottom up.
True.
In the words of Nicki Minaj and Trey Songz, bottoms up. You might not know that, you're too old. I think your outfit starts from the bottom up, and I feel like clean trainers, fresh trainers, when the it just adds to an outfit, like think like baggy jeans, fresh pair of white Air Force, no creases. It looks put together. Yeah, I was asking like some of my friends this just to kind of like get
people's wider opinion on what it is.
And there's like there's some shoes like they can be a bit dirty, like maybe some Vans look good, because like a skate shoe, maybe a Converse. I kind of would say maybe a Reebok Club C.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
I only say that because my Reebok Club C's are what I train in the gym.
Right. Okay.
I've moved from the Yeezys to the Club C's, and they just look a bit beaten up.
Right.
So if I do it, it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, I think they should be clean. I don't know, I think dirty trainers, it's a dirty life.
I've got a bit of a confession here, right?
Go for it.
Because I don't really clean my trainers, right?
Mm.
And I'm being looked at with disgust here. But
wow.
Like, there's a couple of strands with that, right? I don't really get them dirty in the first place, right? So there's kind of that kind, like, my feet move faster than Michael Jackson's, right? Like, anybody drops a drink, my feet are out of there. There's no way that a drop is hitting my shoes anyway. And then certain trainers, I guess, they only get worn for certain occasions, so then they kind of don't get dirty. But I don't know, like, so going back to the white Air Force Ones, 100%, right, they've got to be clean, they've got to be like crisp. And I'd say
too many drinks.
Yeah, I'd say the same for like Stan Smiths or any of those white staples.
Yes.
Kind of like a Reebok classic back in the day, you wanted it to look fresh.
Yeah.
And I get that. But there is something for me, right, where there's some trainers that when you've worn them and they've got the odd little crease and that little bit of like patina and kind of worn look, kind of look all right. So, right, I'll give you an example. Sean Witherspoon 97 ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they, when they've kind of been worn and like that corduroy kind of goes like a little bit rough, and for me that goes, oh, there's a guy who has a pair of trainers. They're obviously a hype pair, mm-hmm. but he wears them, he loves them. I kind of respect the look that kind of goes with, or what the idea that goes with, that if your trainers are a little bit bent, but they are a pair of Liam Gallagher's, they are a pair of like the 10 Virgil Abloh's or any of those kind of shoes.
Mm.
I kind of go, oh, do you know, someone walks up in some beat up 10 Chicago's, Jordan 1's, I'm like, mate, I love that because you've kind of worn them and you love them. But at the same time, it depends on the outfit as well if you carry it off.
Wow.
So there's my thing. But if it's like a staple shoe, then you've got to have it clean and it's got to be. So because I knew what we were talking about today, the shoes I've put on, right?
Let me see.
So I have got these on, right? And the starting, so I, for people who can't obviously see my thing,
mm-hmm.
I've got the Country OGs, the white and green version. Which are, I think we've mentioned on the podcast already, Eddie Murphy wears these in Beverly mm-hmm. Hills Cop.
I kind of like them, you know.
So, in Beverly Hills Cop, they're absolutely beat up. So, in my head, I'm like, I want to be Axel Foley, right? So, to be Axel Foley, I've kind of got to beat him up. So, I've been out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely thrashing it down today in Leeds. Did you get caught in that rain?
No.
Oh, my God.
Was it bad?
I was absolutely soaked
in the skin. I've been sleeping.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah. Have you seen daylight today?
Have you seen daylight?
And sometimes is that certain shoe that with that kind of aesthetic, you can carry it off. I guess. I don't think it's a blanket rule that all trainers need to be.
I don't agree. And do you know what? I feel like it's disrespectful to Jordan himself to wear dirty Jordans.
So I've got a question for you, right? Because I know you like your Jordan. I've got one pair of Jordans, right?
Oh my!
That is it in my whole collection, and they are the Nike SB LA to Chicago ones. So the LA Lakers over the top, and the Rubberway peel away to Chicago underneath.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that it's starting to show a bit of Chicago through because I've worn them a little bit. So yeah. Because there's a layer underneath.
Then yeah, that's acceptable because there's a layer underneath. But I feel like, I don't know, like sometimes I see like really beaten up trainers and I feel sad for them. Like I genuinely look and I'm like, you didn't deserve that. You deserved a better home. You know, like someone that is going to get the toothbrush out, get the crop protect out and look after them.
Oh, that's the question I was going to ask you. So when you finish pair, are you toothbrush, crop protect
mm-hmm.
or other brands available? I'm a sneakers ER person myself.
I'm a crop protect ambassador, so.
Oh, right, okay. Send some crop protect my way. And then what about the things that you put in your shoes, like the crease protectors?
Yep, always. Do you know what? I had them. So basically, I've got better shoes on than Danny. I've got the.
We've gone for a bit of green though, at least. Yeah, that's kind of coordinated.
I've got the Travis Scott's on, olive green. Do you want to look close? There's no creases. Can you see that? There's maybe a tiny little crease.
Yeah. But you've got to kind of bend your foot.
You've got to bend your foot to walk.
Well, although you should have seen Nicole walking into the pub, so maybe she doesn't.
I didn't drive in these as well. I took them off.
When we go back
to the car, when you go back outside, my Vans are on my seat next to
right,
me.
Okay.
So right. I could put my Vans on. But yeah, I think I got these crease protectors. I'll be honest, I feel like the crepe protect ones hurt my feet.
Okay.
Because they're really solid.
Right.
But I got these ones from just like a little random Instagram brand.
Right. Okay.
And please send me more if you're listening, because like they're so good. They literally just like slot in the front of your shoe there, no crease. And I put them in all my Air Force,
really?
Like Nike blazers. I like blazers.
Oh yeah, I like a
blazer.
Love
a blazer. It's giving like old school American
vibes.
Yeah. And these as well. I've not got them in today, to be fair, because I couldn't find them, but. I just think there's nothing better. Like, if I look at someone and they've got fresh trainers, I'll immediately fancy you. Like, boy or girl.
Yeah.
And that's a lie. Boys. Right. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Let me rewind all the way back.
Right,
if you're very good looking.
Right, yeah.
Tall,
if you're 6 foot four.
If you're like, yeah, over 6 foot, matching trainers, no creases.
Nicole's there.
Call
she's,
me.
She's, yeah, she's there. No, but just to kind of almost contradict what I said about, I like the beat up ones. Mm. I do like, obviously, I've got a love of fresh pair because there's some of my pairs that are only worn fresh and are only worn on like special occasions, dry day. There's the dry day pairs.
Oh my god, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, this thing on Friday, without wanting to wind back into it, I was going to put on my Liam Gallagher ones that I've only ever been worn once ever. Cream, they're just like, they're unwearable because they're just so like
You better
clean.
Hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, but I'm going to check the weather forecast. So even if there's like 10% chance of rain, they're not coming out.
Just walk, like go in, just put them in a bag.
But then you got to carry a bag round. I don't really want to do that.
True. I kind of want to go on.
No, because a weird thing. Do you know, like we said about the Bruce sighting, like the throwback that I met Cole there last week, right? This is the only other place I've worn my LG ones, actually. Weirdly, because I wore them to my birthday party that was here, right? Aww. And this is the only time I ever wore them was to a birthday party, and we are here where we are.
So if you want to see Danny in his LG ones.
I thought you were going to say birthday suit there. I'm going to say, whoa, where are you going with that? Whoa.
Come to this pub.
Yes.
I kind of want to throw a spanner in the works of this whole topic, though, because...
Go on.
I remember a while ago, probably like last sort of season, I had a meet with Deodora. Deodora were trying to come back, aren't they? And do you know what? Like,
I love a Deodora.
I was going to say, I love a Deodora. And the reason being, this kind of relates back to like episode one, where I kind of told my little story. Obviously, as I said, I was the firstborn. I was a girl. My parents clearly wanted a boy, and I used to play football. I used to play everything that was boyish, motorbikes, football, you name it, I did it. And all I used to wear was Deodora trainers, Deodora football boots.
Honestly.
Everything, Deodora.
One of my favourite pair of trainers ever is a pair of Deodora, and I still don't have them to this day. Damn. They are like, have you seen the highly addictive V7000s, I think they are, like I'm oh, saying, I don't like, know. I want, there are a few, you know, the retailer, a few in Germany. Mm-hmm. They did a collaboration, and they called the shoes highly addictive for people because we're highly addictive into shoes. Lovely. And then you got the special box was like the Deodora shoes were in like a pill. So you had to break the foil underneath and get them out. And it was like a big flat box that you slid them in like that, like a paracetamol box.
Love that.
And I've still not got a pair. So it's my birthday next month, so if anyone wants to buy me a pair of highly addictive Deodora, that's what I'm after.
Well,
but yeah,
Deodora, we had a meeting, and basically they were showing, obviously, the new season shoes, and a lot of their product, they said it was more for like a European market rather than like a UK market.
Okay.
But a lot of the product was, it looked pre-worn. So basically like the sole was like almost like yellowed, like it had literally been worn, like a little bit dirty, and they were kind of asking our opinion on it. And they were basically saying it really sells to like a European market, like the Italian market really like it.
Right.
Whereas in England, it's just not a big thing. And I just think like, why am I spending money on a pair of, do you know what? It's two things. Like, why am I spending money on a pair of shoes that are already worn? At the same time, at least they're already there. So it's like, it's already done.
If you want that look.
If you want that look, it's already done for you. But it might, actually, it blags me. It's like where, I was just going to say, it's like buying a pair of jeans with holes in, but.
Yeah.
That's when
people do
there
that.
There we go.
Maybe it's that thing.
Maybe that's what it is.
But there was a period where either people were customizing themselves or brands were pushing out products with a vintage look to them already.
Yeah.
Even over here, like, and you mentioned me about Club C's. There's been Club C's with like a vintage sole.
Yeah.
There's been Stan Smith's with vintage soles to kind of give it that old school look.
I just feel like let the shoe do it itself. But then they normally just evaporate, don't they?
How long does it take to yellow a midsole? Or...
But that's one thing I don't like. Like, I don't like a yellow midsole.
No. That's maybe like the next level up of...
Yeah.
From looking a bit worn and looking a bit to being... I don't know. It's interesting.
It is interesting. Maybe I should try it.
Maybe like... So going back to like some vintage Club C's or vintage look Club C's, I think they look really good. What I don't like, and I'm going to completely get the name of this brand wrong because it's not a brand I even really know. They sell them in office, right? And they have stars on them. And they're kind of like, are they Grey Goose? No, Grey Goose is the vodka, innit?
Yeah.
We
can tell we're in a pub.
But there's a brand and they come and they've got like a silver star on and they come like already with a worn look to them. If anyone gets that right, drop it in the comments because I can't remember this brand.
Please help us.
This is where
we've
need to
kind
of...
We've got no signal.
Yeah, there's no signal in the
pub
either. Yeah, so we can't see it. We can't even quickly on the side just like, so everything, flick through,
yeah, this is
flick
all
through
like,
the office and
all
just
coming
like,
out of our heads, guys. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
But there's a certain type. It's like a mom shoe, right?
Of course.
And so people like moms wear like cool, but they're not cheap.
Like
they're like
Veja, because you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
the, I've got
is a
that
little
the
V thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Veja
right.
because I like what they stand for. Right. I worked with Veja as one of the brands
oh,
when
okay.
I was a size, and Veja basically don't spend money on marketing. They'd rather pay like the
for
farmers
the,
who produce like
right.
the materials for the shoe, very, very minimal on marketing, which
right.
I think is great because
yeah,
marketing is
yeah.
such a massive thing. Obviously, if you're working marketing like me, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I had this theory in my head. You know how you've got an Adidas? The Veja mum.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. So the Veja mum would wear that worn look shoe, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, you know how you're saying Adidas, he's wearing a Stone Island, he's
yeah,
wearing
yeah,
like
yeah.
a Dickies top. green cargoes.
The grey, by the way. No,
oh, grey.
Like stone colour.
Stone colour, they're definitely green. I feel like a Veja mum, imagine it now, close your eyes. She's got like a striped top on. She's got some like skinny jeans that are kind of cropped, showing her ankles.
Yeah, yeah,
a Veja.
I see
she
it.
She might have a red handbag and a red lip.
I see it.
Probably drives a Range.
I see it daily.
Her husband
at
works.
School. I see it on the school run.
There we go. It's a Veja mum. So if you're a Veja mum, shout out to you.
If you're a Veja mum, listen to this podcast, right? I actually respect that.
So do
I bet.
What are you doing
out
here?
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why?
Why are you here? but yeah.
I guess the thing is, like, well, we always kind of say, throw it out to you guys as well, and let us know in the comments, so then Nicole can say she's going to comment on it and never actually does comment on people's.
Oh shit!
Oh, you didn't forget. You forgot to do that, didn't you? Like,
and I did see people. I didn't know. I liked them.
People
I like
going,
them.
Oh, shout out!
Oh,
sneaker beard who went, oh my Dunkles. I was like, oh mate,
oh,
what
yeah.
a pair of trainers. I was like, Nicole really shouted something, and she just left you hanging, mate.
And I'm
so
sorry.
Right,
you didn't follow me though. So maybe follow me and I'll shout you out.
Oh, is that how it is?
Can I just also say as well,
to get a shout out.
After being on this podcast, I have to say like thanks to everyone that has followed me, because I feel like my followers have skyrocketed since.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I know. Thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
It's all good.
But yeah, let us know in the comments how you like your trainers.
How you like your trainers in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you always make sure the box fresh? Are you a clean freak, or do you just kind of wear them and wear them away, and just as time goes, just let them wear it? Like my Travis Scott Dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a pair of those? The Travis Scott Dunks, the SB Dunks?
No.
Would you like a pair?
Yeah.
Oh, she's looking like I'm going to get them. Not really.
Well, why are you asking?
No, but so they're the pair. I don't wear them that often. So then where I wear them, they just go back in the box, but they never get any clean. And over time, I'm hoping they're just kind of like, because they've got the tear away in the wall.
Right? Yeah, they just.
I'm hoping they'll do that. So, anyway, you let us know in the comments.
And I want to know why. Mm. Why do you sit on that? Like, why do you toothbrush clean your trainers? Or why do you not? Are you just lazy?
So I'm going to put it out there. You comment on if you do or you don't. And then when Nicole engages, then you can
explain.
You can
tell me why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah,
I think that's quite wrapped up.
Yeah.
I like the, like I say, and one thing that we've always said on the podcast, and why kind of decided to do it with Nicole and get Nicole on, was because we've got kind of, even these simple opposing views, Nicole
yeah.
got to be fresh, and I'm a bit like, nah, I kind of respect. If you'd have turned up with them battered on your feet, your olive Travis Scott Jordan Lowe's, which, by the way, I actually really rate.
Can I just say, you know what? I was out the other day. And this guy came over to me, bless him.
Yeah.
He was like your age. And he was like, I like trainers. And I was like, thank you. And then I looked down and he went, twins. And he had the same shoes on as me.
So
I don't know who he is.
So did you get on one knee then?
No, he was with his wife.
Oh, right.
And he was bald.
I mean, that would have been.
And the one thing is, you know, someone else asked me the other day, they was like, do you like this guy? Like some celebrity, you're not going to say who. And I was like, no, he's bald. And I can't, like, bald men, my dad's bald.
Right.
I can't, I'm sorry.
Shout out,
yeah. Oh, don't, because do it again, because he'll be dead happy.
My
dad listens to this podcast with his friends at work, so.
He's like the coolest, like on his Ducati and stuff. Like,
yeah.
When he pulled up on Ducati that day, I was like, oh my God.
So quick backstory, me and Danny went to a car show. This is what we do outside of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't talk trainers.
We don't talk trainers. We went to a car show and my dad pulled up on his Ducati.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
He was like, what a cool dad. So shout out to my dad who will be listening with his friends at work.
Yeah, come and do a bike car podcast and we'll bin Nicole off. He'll be there.
Yes. When am I on? Yeah. So yeah, moving on to this week's releases.
Yes.
And I feel like we've got a lot to talk about.
I feel like there's quite a lot.
I'm going to start because I'm leading. I'm carrying this podcast. AJ3. I'd hate when people say it like that. Why did I even say AJ3? I feel sick. Jordan 3. I love a Jordan 3. And I said this in last week. I think I said it in the first week. I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it next time. I love a Jordan 3. I love the silhouette. And you know what? For a while, I was like, you kind of have to wear a Jordan 3 under a baggy trouser. But that's a lie. You don't even need to. You can wear it. I love a Jordan, especially on a small foot. If you've got a big size 11, don't wear a Jordan 3.
Yeah.
But we've got the Air Jordan 3, J Balvin. Wow.
Well, shout out, do you see Michael Jordan pull up to whatever it was he pulled up to this week? And J Balvin was there, and they both had
the
Jordan 3s on. So that was kind of cool.
I just, sorry, but like the toe box.
Do you know
just
what?
Just the colour, the back, oh.
It's the heel tab,
Do they have a smiley face on it? I'm sure.
I think one of them does have a smiley face. Shout out, no internet, so we can't double check.
23rd of September, what date is it today? So it's launching in 3 days.
Yeah.
Probably two by the time you listen.
I really like these. They're not a shoe I'd wear. It goes back to that appreciating shoes. Like, if you saw somebody with these, it's that, we mentioned it before, that appreciative. Not, there's nobody's walking around with an Air Jordan 3 J Balvin who ain't in the trainers.
Oh my
who's
God,
not
yeah.
Sneaker,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless they're a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Then there's only like, our people in quotation marks. Yeah, but I really like them, and I like the little the colour on the midsole around the back.
Yeah, oh, I love it. Like, it's not I like it, I love it.
The little details, just like the yellow eyelets on the front and the one at the top of.
I like how the little air bubble.
Yeah, a bit yellow. And the leather just looks really good.
It looks expensive.
The kind of like cement print round the.
That's what I like about a Jordan 3. Like, I like that little print around the front, around the back.
Yeah.
£210 they are.
I mean, that's expensive. That's just what Jordan's
are. Can't even be surprised anymore. But I think that's a great start to the week.
That is a great start.
Then we go downhill.
Ooh.
Yeah, we go
controversial,
downhill.
Right, okay.
And we're talking about the Air Jordan 2. I don't like an Air Jordan 2. I don't like this one. I'm not a big fan of dark trainers anyway, especially like black trainers. I don't really wear a lot of black trainers.
No, I don't wear much black.
No,
give me a school shoe.
It gives me like I'm robbing someone's nan's house.
Right.
And that's not what I'm on. I just like I'm looking at the picture right now, and it you know like those sharks with really long noses.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It just looks like a Sports Direct shoe.
Where are the sharks with small noses? Do they exist?
I'm sure great whites have small nose.
Do they just have a little snout? Is that not like a big long shark nose? Is that not?
It's
hammerhead sharks.
Yes, it's a hammerhead.
So
this is not a hammerhead.
This is not. No,
it just looks like out of proportion. Like, oh, I just don't like this shoe. I do not like it.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's been a big push on Jordan 2s last couple of years. And did Union do a pair?
Mm-hmm,
so. Other people have
trying
kind
to bring
of
the silhouette.
Yeah, yeah, like they always do. Because I mean. We all know the marketing strategy now, right? That if you want to bring a shoe back, give it to certain outlets to kind of like put a spin on it, and then it filters down to like OG releases and then different colour releases that kind of came out. They're not a me shoe, but I put them on there because obviously you're Nike and Jordan. I wanted to know if you were...
No, £175 as well. I'm not screaming about it. Like, do you know what? I'll be honest. Like, I feel like if I was to get gifted these, I'd probably gift them on.
Right, okay, yeah.
I wouldn't even like... You know, like some trainers get gifted and you're like, oh, I don't really like them, but I'll wear them. That's a lie. I give them to my grandma.
Right, yeah.
She loves them. But I just don't know. Moving on.
Yeah, no. And then we've kind of... So I always get very conscious that... And not just on our podcast, like other trainer podcasts, kind of... do focus on the hype stuff and, oh, this is releasing this week And so I've kind of like deviated and tried to find some GR stuff that's dropping this week. So first up was the because we've talked about TNs.
We was.
The Violet Dust TN.
I love them.
Like they're like a purpley kind of colour, yellow swoosh. I love that little bit of yellow on like the middle of the, I don't know what, like the midsole kind of, like, it's the bridge, isn't it, underneath, like on the TNs. And then, I mean, you can't beat like a purple, grey, yellow.
Do you know what it looks like? Just a nice bunch of flowers.
I mean, it's called Violet Dust, so.
There we go.
There we go.
This is why I work in marketing.
Right, okay, yeah. Why, did you name him?
Clearly.
But you would have done.
Nike, hire me, please. I'm joking. I like them. They're a good colourway. You know what, I'm quite biased though, because I do love I love a TN.
Yeah, like I say, we've gone down this road. I love TNs. Not a shoe that I'd wear now, but I appreciate them on other people and certain people that can pull them off, I guess, where it's just not, it's just not something that goes with my aesthetic that I wear at 40 years old. Ticking on another one soon, kind of thing. But yeah, TNs are comfy, they're nice, and this colourway actually bangs.
Like, it is.
If I saw someone walking around in these and they're just a GR colourway, right?
Yeah.
I'd still appreciate it. I'd go, oh,
I would, to
they
be fair.
Look good.
I would.
You saw someone on the train and you go, ooh.
It doesn't look like a GR colourway. It's not one of those where you're like, oh, basic.
No, yeah.
It's not giving basic, I don't think. The yellow for me on the swoosh is a bit, ooh, like it's a bit sherbet lemon, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It's just the pink that does it for me. Pink and the grey.
Yeah, I like them.
Moving on, I'll let you take this one because it's an Adidas. I mean, I was being sat here looking at this picture trying to think of something amazing to say, and I'm going to say something good.
So again, we've got the State Series, and I think these have been out in, because it's like GR, so different retailers drop them at different points, but shout out Offspring, because obviously I've got to shout them out this week. Not that I've got to shout them out, like it's like a gun to my head, shout me out on your podcast this week, please. But they've just put out, like, they're pushing out the Bay and the Beaver State Series shoes. They're dropping in Offspring this week. And, well, I'm going to fire it back to you straight away, like what we're saying about the Bay and the Beaver.
Right. Okay. I like the colour. It's cute.
Are we talking about the bay one, the peachy one?
The peachy one reminds me of peaches. I like to eat peaches. Great shoe. I like the purple one. It looks like blackcurrant juice. I like blackcurrant juice. Great shoe.
Yeah. I think that, again, for GR shoes, I think they're really strong colourways.
Do you know what, right? I'll be honest. Like, I like the silhouette of the shoe.
Yeah.
I probably would wear it under a pair of baggy, trousers, baggy jeans.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, because one thing, I'm not going to lie, like, recently, I don't have a strong Adidas collection. I probably have, like, majority of it will be, like, Yeezy. And then I've just got a few, like...
Free stripes.
Yeah, like, and I've been wearing, like, Superstars recently. I don't mind them too much. Because I like a Superstar, little baggy jeans, little vest top, whatever, t-shirt, whatever. And I feel like this is a nice silhouette.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm just trying to be nice.
How strong is this wine?
I'm trying to get to these Offspring.
Oh, is this what it is, right? Yeah,
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, is that what it is, right?
Stop.
Say something nice. Right,
okay. And it's cute.
Yeah, I mean, I like them. The kind of shout out to kind of my style and my kind of aesthetic anyway. But like I could see, you could see like a couple pair, like Mrs. in the peach pair.
And it says here it's inspired by Massachusetts and their love of seafood. And I love seafood, so I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, that's the bay one. And then the other one's like representative of like beaver, instead of colourway.
Yeah.
So it's like a browny kind of.
That's purple.
Purple. And
it's giving grey.
Yeah, and I kind of like the on the tongue.
Yeah, I like
those little
like
details are kind of like,
and the black stripes. And do you not think, like, let's be honest, like the front, I like it, but the dark soles giving bowling shoe.
Ooh.
A little bit.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, of course you do. I do. I like it. Seafood. Anyway.
But onto the last one. And this is something, right, that is, and I brought it up with friends before, and both trainer people and non-trainer people, because I see kind of a lot of I've seen a lot of people generally wear these, like non-sneakerhead people.
Just like, just for daily?
Yeah, wearing them daily, wearing them to the gym, wearing them to go out for a run.
Because that's what they're for.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and I've always kind of dismissed them. And until I saw this shoe. So we'll talk about this shoe first and we'll talk about this brand in general. And it is the On Running Cloud Vista Waterproof. So size kind of showed these out this week and I was like, oh, they're kind of nice. Like, coming into autumn, like the brown with a little bit of a gum on a sole, the grey, they almost remind me of like a, if Adidas Spezial put out something in this colourway for an autumn-winter capsule, I'd be like, oh, right, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
And On Running have kind of gone, ooh, here we go. Because all the ones I've seen so far, right, are like pastel-y, grey-y. Yeah,
very girly sort
yeah,
of
and even the guy colourways are just kind of, not, I don't want to say bland, but kind of like quite safe, I guess, like for people wanting to go to the gym and stuff like that. And these are like, one, the waterproof. So, and then they kind of got like a cool, I would wear them for purpose, mate.
Yes. Do you know what, like, from the beginning, I like On Running.
Really?
I like, it genuinely looks like you're walking on clouds. Maybe that's why they called it the Cloud Vista. I really like the shoe. I don't run, so I probably wouldn't wear them for running. But I like it. I just like it. I think it's a good silhouette. And to be honest, I love the blue tongue on these. I absolutely love like such a nice blue.
Yeah.
I can really appreciate the brown, like the autumnal sort of vibes. Like I can see it in like winter sort of season. For me, I don't know if that's the sort of, because the thing is I like a baggy trouser over a shoe, and I don't think you can baggy trouser over this.
No. I'm the opposite. I don't really baggy. I'm like a cuff.
A cuff guy.
Or like even like my cargos have like ties
have. And I could see them with a cargo with a tie. It's just the brown that I feel like personally for me I would struggle to style them.
Yeah, I get that.
I love the silhouette though. Like give me this in like a white or like a white grey.
Yeah.
Even you know what? I don't wear black shoes, but I'd wear this in a black. More, maybe for purpose, like even if I'm just walking the dog.
No, yeah, so this is like so I go out like almost every single week I'll go for like a walk with like my dad and my brother and we kind of always go, so when you see like my Instagram pictures of like me out in the wild, it's because like that's kind of my thing, like when I'm just, when I've got time to do it, I like to be out
wholesome
and well it is, isn't it, like get away from the hustle and bustle of life and just kind of like lose yourself in the countryside.
Who are you
lose yourself. Well, I mean, I went for a fresh trim today, right? And I thought, oh, like, do I just rock up to the offspring thing?
With blonde hair?
Yeah. I was going
to,
like,
he wants to be me.
I was, no, well,
he
well,
wants
I mean,
to, right.
Right.
Stop?
I was going
to. Danny wants to be me. He's so inspired by having me on this podcast.
Oh, that is it. That is so it.
Oh, my God, please. On this, do you know, on this, basically, we do a picture every week of the podcast. Can we dye your hair blonde on it?
Oh, my goodness. That's up to the editor if it's able to do that.
We'll see if we can. You should have done it like bleach blonde. Oh, come on! Why didn't you?
I was
gonna
platinum blonde it, not like yellow, not like your color.
Mine's not yellow. Like,
no,
stop.
I'm not
right
saying
there.
Yellow, but I'm saying the wine glass nearly came over the. I was like, nearly bottled in the Menston Fox.
My hair is not yellow.
But you know
blonde.
What I mean by that. But it's not like
I don't even platinum
the silvery
like white.
Kind of thing.
You should have done it. Can you do it for next week?
No, because I've just spent like quite a lot of money getting my hair cut like this, so. I don't really want to go back and go,
want it blonde.
Just sorry. Plus,
oh, that would have been so good. You should have asked me and then I'd have been like, yes, do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I didn't. That's why no styling things come via Nicole.
I love a blonde. Like, well, no, I don't. I don't like blonde hair.
Right.
I like me. I don't like blondes.
Right, okay.
I can appreciate that I'm blonde. But imagine two blondes together.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I kind of overthink too much.
Stay
to be
bed
honest.
At night, like
yeah.
Two blonde people together.
Two,
what a great.
Like, yeah, will they have blonde kids? Like,
oh my God,
does the recessive gene mean that
they're gonna have blonde children? Because imagine if they didn't. It's like super dark hair.
Wow.
Anyway, I wish you did. Where's that come from?
I don't even know how do we get onto that.
Because I'm sure we were just talking about releases.
We were just talking about On Running and going for a walk. And
you were saying going for a walk. Yeah. Then we got onto blonde hair. How and Danny's inspired by me.
Yeah. all these things.
Mm.
Mm. Any more releases?
No.
Are we done?
I think we're done for this week. We're done. Okay. Which is quite sad because I quite enjoyed the releases this week.
Yeah, and I liked, like I said, try to put some GR stuff in there. And mm-hmm. like I do want to mention, I want to kind of, again, I know we're asking you to always comment, and it's very hard for people to comment because then you have to listen to the podcast on one format, jump onto Instagram to mm-hmm. comment. So I get it when people don't because it's like, it's a fact.
No, that's not, because come on, you listen to Spotify, you just put your Spotify in the background and you scroll on Instagram. Who doesn't do that?
Well, there you go. That's what you should be doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. I'll put your Spotify on in the car. Only if you're a passenger princess. Yeah. Don't drive
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, don't drive in selfie.
Danny. Don't do that. But yeah. Let's. Oh yeah, I think we need some more feedback. Is there any shoes that are coming up that you'd like us to talk about and get our opinions on? Is there anything that people know about that think, you know what, like, we want to hear what Nicole's got to say?
Yeah. I'm sure there will be some stuff in the next few weeks
mm.
that people constantly ask me about if this stuff is coming out. And yeah. I don't know the date, but there will be something coming out, I'm sure, in the not too distant future that you will get like a full rundown of, maybe mm-hmm. even product in hand to talk yeah. about shoes and clothes mm-hmm. of said capsule. Maybe that's where we're going to try and do that.
You love a little hint, moment. Don't you? Like, keep
people yeah, Castle does, yes. Yeah, it's EastEnders, isn't it, right? So like, oh, I might have to listen to next week.
Oh, I've got to do it. What's coming up? So yeah.
And I think that's it for this. Oh, no, whoa, I'm taking over. It's Nicole's podcast this week, so I'll let you do the outro.
As we were just saying, so I think that's it, basically. Danny just said that. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Nicole's podcast. This week, the word of the week is, it's not a word, is it? It's a sentence. What did we say it was? Nicole?
What? Nicole carries this podcast.
Nicole carries this podcast. And if you think I carry this podcast, let me know. If you don't let me know, because I'll block you. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, as always. I hope you enjoyed. Have you got anything else to add, Danny? You probably have.
No. Stop talking. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Did you say I can't stop talking?
You don't stop talking.
Oh, no, I don't stop talking. Ever. That's why I'm really good at podcasts and YouTube videos, monologues.
Anything.
And just taking over.
Just taking over. Yeah. And with that, bye, guys.
Bye.